Softvert User Manual, Tape 2, Side 1, Chapter 3, Page 35. Moving around in review mode. When you are in review mode, you can move everywhere on the screen. To help you learn other Softvert commands, we are going to use a special text file called practice.doc. You will find this file on the Softvert diskette. Put your working copy of the Softvert program diskette in drive A. Type, quote, A colon, end quote, paren, without the quotes, close paren, and press enter. Then type the following, quote, type space practice.doc, end quote, and press enter. If you have a word processing program and know how to use it, you can do this exercise from the word processor. Simply give your word processor command to import a text file. The name of the file to import is practice.doc. However, the instructions in the rest of the chapter assume you are in DOS. When you are in DOS, Vert will speak the text in the practice file as the characters appear on the screen. Then the DOS prompt will appear on the screen. Enter the Softvert command, Control O, to go into review mode. Now we can look at the reading commands available with the Softvert software. Page 36. You can move the announcer up, down, left, and right. You can move left and right with commands you give with your left hand. You can move up and down with commands you give with your right hand. Remember, you are moving only the review cursor or announcer with these commands. The computer's regular cursor stays where it is. You can leave review mode and return control to the computer cursor at any time by pressing the Enter key. Vert will say, quote, continue, end quote, and you will be able to type. Move up and down by line, sentence, or paragraph. To move line by line, sentence by sentence, or paragraph by paragraph, use your right hand. To move up a line and speak it, press the I key. Softvert will move up to the beginning of the previous line and speak the whole line. If you press I again, Vert will move up another line and speak the new line. Continue this way to the beginning of the practice file, the line that reads, quote, this is line one of the practice file, end quote. To have Vert speak the current line, press the letter K. To move down, press the comma, paren, comma, close paren key. The announcer will move down to the beginning of the next line and speak the whole line. You can continue this way to the bottom of the screen. These three commands, previous line, current line, and next line, are all executed by the middle finger of the right hand. You can move directly to any key on the screen by typing the line number before the K key. Thus the command 15K will move the announcer to the beginning of line 15. You can also move up or down a given number of lines from your current location using numbers and the I and comma keys. The command, quote, 3, comma, end quote, paren, without the quotes, close paren, will advance the announcer 3 lines from your current position and speak the line it lands on. The command, quote, 2I, end quote, will move the announcer 2 lines back from your current position. You can move sentence by sentence using the Shift key plus the U, J, and M keys. To speak the current sentence, press the Shift and the J keys simultaneously. To move to the previous sentence, press the Shift and the U keys simultaneously. The announcer will move to the beginning of the previous sentence and speak the whole sentence. To move to the next sentence, press the Shift and the M keys simultaneously. The announcer will move to the beginning of the next sentence and speak the whole sentence. Try reading the practice text sentence by sentence. Page 37. In the same way, Vert will speak paragraph by paragraph using the shift key plus the I, K, and comma, paren, comma, close paren keys. Shift I moves to the previous paragraph and speaks it. Shift K speaks the current paragraph. Shift comma moves to the next paragraph and speaks it. SoftVert defines a paragraph as any text between two blank lines or two paragraph indentations. Move left and right by word or character. To speak the current word, press the D key. To move to the previous word and speak it, press the S key. Press it again, and you will again go to the previous word and speak it. You can move backward word by word through the entire screen this way. Press the F key to move to the next word and speak it. You can move forward word by word through the entire screen with the F command. You can also move character by character using the X, C, and V keys. The X key moves the announcer to the previous character and speaks it. The C key speaks the current character, and the V key speaks the next character. You can extend these movements beyond one character forward or back. If you type 10V, the announcer will go forward 10 spaces and speak the character it lands on. If you type 75X, the announcer will go back 75 spaces and speak the character it lands on. Summary of basic commands. These basic navigation commands are grouped logically. Commands that move from left to right, such as word or character movement, are executed by the left hand moving left to right. Commands that move up and down, such as line, sentence, and paragraph movement, are executed by the right hand moving up and down. These commands are in groups of three, called triplets. Each triplet covers the previous, current, and next function. Following is a summary of the review mode triplets we have discussed so far. Page 38. Character. X, previous character. C, current character. V, next character. Word. S, previous word. D, current word. F, next word. Line. I, previous line. K, current line. Comma, next line. Sentence. Shift U, previous sentence. Shift J, current sentence. Shift M, next sentence. Paragraph. Shift I, previous paragraph. Shift K, current paragraph. Shift comma, next paragraph. Page 39. Notice that the commands given with the left hand, which are left and right screen movements, use the keys toward the left to move you left to previous word or character. The keys in the center speak the current character, and the keys toward the right move you right to next word or character. For the commands given with the right hand, which are up and down screen movements, the keys on the top row move you up, the keys in the center row speak the current text unit, and the keys on the bottom row move you down. This logical command structure enables you to learn and remember Vert's commands more quickly. There are also commands to move the announcer from Vert window to window in review mode. These commands will be covered later in this chapter in the discussion about windows. Other navigation commands. You can move directly to the top of the screen by pressing the T key. Vert will say, quote, top of memory, end quote, and the announcer will go to the top left corner of the screen. You can move directly to the bottom of the screen by pressing the B key. Vert will say, quote, bottom of memory, end quote, and the announcer will go to the bottom right corner of the screen. You can begin reading the screen from your current location by pressing the G, paren, for go, close paren, key. If you have Telesensory's new personal Vert synthesizer, you have the added feature of synchronized speech. Therefore, you can stop reading at any time and speak the current word by pressing the D, paren, for desist, close paren key. On other synthesizers, this command will not work well. You can read from the announcer to the end of the current line by pressing the Y key. You can repeat the last verbalization by pressing the space bar. Practice these commands by typing a T to go to the top of the screen, then a G to begin speaking. When Vert speaks the line, quote, roses are red, end quote, press the D key to pause speaking. Now press the D key again. Remember, the D key is also the command to speak the current word. Vert will repeat the last word it spoke. If you have a personal Vert synthesizer, you will notice that Vert stopped speaking exactly where you asked it to. This is an important, unique feature of SoftVert. If you now want to hear the rest of the line, press the Y key. Page 40. The home key will move to the top of memory, paren, usually the top of the screen, close paren, just as the T key does. The minus key will stop speech and speak the current word, just as does the D key. The page up, page down, plus, and print screen keys have advanced functions which will be covered in Chapter 4, the reference guide. The Control I key and the Tab key have the same function on most computers. They also have the same function in Vert's review mode. When you give either command, Vert will announce the foreground and background colors or attributes of the character under the announcer. Vert will also announce the numerical designation of each color. If the character is an extended ASCII character, Vert will tell the ASCII value. Thus, Vert might say, quote, color is bright white, 15, background color is blue, 21, end quote. Appendix F is a complete list of all Vert color and attribute assignments. Where am I? A computer screen has 80 characters or columns across and 25 lines. You can find out at any time where the announcer sits by pressing the A key. If the announcer is at the top of the memory, Vert will say, quote, announcer is at line 1, column 1. If the announcer is at the bottom of the screen, Vert will say, quote, announcer is at line 25, column 80, end quote. You can also find out where the computer cursor is by giving a Control F command twice. That is, pressing and holding the Control key while you press the F key twice. Vert will say, quote, cursor is at line 23, column 3, end quote, or wherever the cursor happens to be at that moment. Cursor routing, a special function. We have said previously that you can leave review mode at any time and return to where you left your computer cursor. To do this, press the Enter key. Vert will say, quote, continue, end quote, and will give control back to the application program. There is another way to leave review mode. Suppose you type a letter and then go into review mode to review it. Your computer cursor is probably at the bottom or the top of the screen. During your review, you discover a mistake somewhere in the middle of the document. If you press the Enter key, you will lose track of where your mistake is because you will go back to the computer cursor location. Page 41. You need to be able to make your correction without moving the announcer. You need to move the computer cursor to the announcer location. Fortunately, there is a SoftVert command to do this. It is called cursor routing and is executed with the semicolon key from the review mode. It is the only key command in review mode that affects the computer cursor. When you press the semicolon key, Vert will say, quote, cursor routed, end quote. Move the computer cursor to your announcer location and move you back to communication mode all in one fell swoop. When this sequence is successfully completed, Vert will say, end quote, continue, end quote, just as it does when you exit review mode, using the Enter key. If for some reason Vert is unable to route the cursor, it will say, quote, route failed, end quote, and will move the computer cursor as close as possible to where the announcer was. Summary of other navigation commands. T, top of memory. Home, top of memory. B, bottom of memory. G, go, parens, begin reading, close paren. D, desist, paren, stop reading, close paren. Minus, desist, paren, stop reading, close paren. Y, read from announcer to end of line. Spacebar, repeat last verbalization. Control I, character, attributes, colors. Tab, character, attributes, colors. Semicolon, route, cursor. A, announcer, location. Control F twice. Computer, cursor, location. Page 42. Communication mode commands. Most of your time with the computer will be spent in communication mode. This is where you will enter information, whether it is text for a letter or report, numbers for a spreadsheet, data for a database, or other applications. It is most efficient to stay in communication mode as much as possible. Fortunately, there are many softvert commands in communication mode. Communication mode commands can read the current character, word, line, sentence, and paragraph. Most of these are control commands, that is, you execute the commands by pressing and holding the control key while pressing another key. Three of these commands are given with keys by the left hand and are known as the, quote, writer's pointer, end quote, because they point to the character, word, or line where you are writing. The keys used are T, G, and F, which form a triangle. Control T speaks the line on which the computer cursor is located. Control G speaks the word on which the cursor is located. Control F speaks the character on which the cursor is located. In addition, pressing Control F twice in succession gives the row and column location of the computer cursor. Let's practice these commands. If you are still in review mode, return to communication mode by pressing the Enter key. Vert will speak the DOS prompt. Now type several words, such as your full name. Next, issue the command to speak the line the computer cursor is on, the Control T command. Vert will speak the entire line beginning with the DOS prompt. Now enter a Control G to speak the word. Vert will speak the last word you typed. When you are in DOS, the current character is always a space, so the command to speak current character, Control F, will always say, quote, space, end quote. Two commands are given with the right hand. Control J reads from the beginning of the line to the cursor, and Control K reads from the cursor to the end of the line. While you are in DOS, there will be nothing after your cursor. These commands can be extended by using the Shift key along with the Control key. Thus, Shift Control F speaks the phonetic value of the character at the cursor. Shift Control G spells the current word. Shift Control T will read the entire document from the cursor position to the end. Shift Control J reads from the top of the screen to the cursor, and Shift Control K reads from the cursor to the bottom of the screen. Page 43. Alt Page Up, paren, the Alt key and the Page Up key, close paren, speaks the current sentence. Alt Page Up, Page Up, paren, hold down the Alt key and press the Page Up key twice, close paren, speaks the current paragraph. You can also execute these commands using the center key, paren, the 5 key, close paren, instead of the page up key. These commands are all active in review mode as well as communication mode. We refer to these as universal commands. The commands have all used the control or the alt key plus the other keys. Summary of communication mode commands. Character, control F. Read current character, Control F twice, cursor position, Shift Control F, current character phonetic. Word, Control G, read current word, Shift Control G, spell current word. Line, Control T, read current line. Document, Shift Control T, read document. Sentence, Alt Page Up, read current sentence. Alt Center, read current sentence. Page 44. Paragraph. Alt Page Up, Page Up, read current paragraph. Alt Center, Center, read current paragraph. Other, Control J, read left edge to cursor. Shift Control J, read top edge to cursor. Control K, read cursor to right edge. Shift Control K, read cursor to bottom edge. Kill speech commands, silencing Softvert. It is wonderful to be able to hear everything on the computer screen. It is equally wonderful to be able to stop hearing everything. Softvert has three ways to, quote, kill speech, end quote, or stop speaking. All commands are valid in both communication and review modes. Control B. This command stops Vert's speech immediately until your next keystroke. When you issue a Control B, Vert will stop speaking until text stops scrolling on the screen. Then say, quote, bottom of text, end quote. Vert will begin speaking as soon as you type your next text or command. Control R. This command stops Vert's speech immediately until your next Vert command. When you issue a Control R, Vert will stop its verbalization. As soon as you enter another Vert command, speech will begin again. Control N. This command completely turns off speech. Speech will not begin again until you issue a Control R. Page 45. Search. When you are in review mode, you can search for a variety of things on the screen. The Softvert search command is the slash paren front slash close paren key, usually located to the right of the period key on your keyboard. When you enter the search command, Softvert will say, quote, search, end quote. Then you may enter the characters you want to find. If you make a mistake in your entry, you may use the backspace key to correct errors. The search string may be up to 79 characters. Press the Enter key to begin the search. Softvert searches down the screen beginning from the announcer. Therefore, you should usually issue the top of memory, paren T, close paren, command before you begin a search. If Softvert finds the characters, it moves the announcer to their first occurrence, then speaks all the text on the line it lands on, beginning with the text string. If Vert cannot find the character string, it says, quote, cannot find, end quote, and verbalizes the search string. If this occurs, the announcer does not move from the starting point of the search. Searching is fast and allows you to place the announcer quickly on any specified string of characters. You are not limited to searching for exact words. You can use wildcards to extend your search. You can also search for the next occurrence of numbers or punctuation. You can even search for the next change in color or attribute. To search for numbers or punctuation, use the method described above. To search for colors or highlighting, use the Control I key, which is the Softvert command to identify the colors or attributes of a character. You may use the Tab key instead of the Control I because these two commands are usually identical in DOS. First enter the slash command, then enter the Control I paren or Tab close paren command. Then press the return key. Softvert will search forward from the announcer to the next highlighted area on the screen. If found, Softvert will speak the highlighted area and the rest of the line. If the search function cannot find any highlighted area, Softvert will say, quote, cannot find tab, end quote. In this case, the announcer does not move from the starting point of the search. Customizing Softvert. There are many ways to customize Softvert to your own needs. You can set windows, place markers, and dictionary pronunciation. Page 46. In addition, you can customize pronunciation of punctuation, numbers, and other things. Once you have set these things, they stay set throughout your working session. You can save the settings permanently through the Vert utility program called VU, paren, run by the program file vu.exe, close paren. This enables you to keep settings, then load them anytime you need them. Verbal options. You may not like the way Softvert speaks, numbers, words, or punctuation. You may want the mode keys, paren, control, alt, etc., close paren, to speak as you press them. You may have a program that works better if you set a cursor pause level. These are some examples of verbal options. You can set 30 different options. You will set these options in review mode from the verbal options menu. This is one of three menus available in review mode in SoftVert. Paren, the other two are the dictionary menu and the new monitor menu. Close paren. Most verbal options affect what happens in communication mode, although some also apply to review mode. In this chapter, we will guide you through entering the verbal options menu, making your choices, then leaving the menu to return to review mode or your work. There is a complete summary of each verbal option in Chapter 4, the reference guide. This summary explains each option and describes all the choices available. In addition, Appendix H contains a list of the verbal option default settings. You must be in review mode to enter the verbal options menu. Once you are in review mode, enter the command Control V. This command is easy to remember because we use a V for verbal options. While you are in the verbal options menu, you can cycle from option to option using the Enter key. When you land on an option, Vert will always announce the option and the current setting. You can change the setting by pressing the space bar. If the option has three possible settings, the default will be setting 1. When you press the space bar, you will advance to setting 2. Press the space bar again and you will advance to setting 3. Press it again and you will go back to setting 1 again. The space bar rotates continually among all the available settings. When you find the setting you want, you do not need to do anything else to select it. SoftVert automatically selects and saves the new setting. You can then either exit the verbal options menu or move to the next option by pressing the Enter key again. Page 47. You can go directly to any option by entering the option number, followed by the Enter key. For example, at any point in the verbal options menu, type the number 9, then press the Enter key. SoftVert will advance directly to option 9, quote, spaces between words, end quote, and speak the current setting. When you finish checking or changing verbal options, you can exit the verbal options menu with the command Control E. This command is easy to remember because we use an E for exit. You will exit all SoftVert menus with the command Control E. When you first enter the verbal options menu, Vert will tell you, quote, verbal options menu, words on, end quote. Vert will also display the menu choice at the top of the computer screen. At this point, line 1 of the screen will show the number 1 for verbal option number 1 and the message, quote, words on, end quote. When Vert says, quote, words on, end quote, it is telling you that the first verbal option is words and the setting is on. This is the default setting. There are three settings, on, input, spell, and off. When you set SoftVert to words on, it will verbalize whole words as you type them. When you type the word, quote, disk, end quote, Vert will wait until you type a space or punctuation mark, then it will say the word, quote, disk, end quote. Vert will not say the letters D, I, S, and K as you type them. When Vert reads text back to you, it will also pronounce whole words, not the individual letters of the words. If you press the space bar, Vert will say, quote, words input spell, end quote. In this mode, Vert will verbalize each character as you type it, but will still read back whole words. If you press the space bar again, Vert will say, quote, words off, end quote. In this mode, Vert will speak character by character when you type and when reading back to you. Vert will not speak any words in this mode, just individual characters. If you press the space bar again, Vert will say, quote, words on, end quote, because it has cycled back to the original setting. You can now exit the verbal options menu with a Control E or advance to the next option by pressing the Enter key. The next option deals with how you want numbers pronounced. When you press the Enter key to advance to the Numbers option, Vert will say, quote, numbers pronounced digit by digit, end quote. Quote, digit by digit, end quote, is the first setting. In this mode, Vert will pronounce a four-digit number, such as 1234, as, quote, 1234, end quote. The second setting is, quote, numbers pronounced as words, end quote. In this mode, Vert will say, quote, 1,234, end quote, page 48. The third and last setting is, quote, numbers pronounced in pairs, end quote. In this mode, Vert will say 1,234, end quote. Again, when you have reached the setting you want to keep, simply enter the command Control-E to exit the verbal options menu, or advance to the next option by pressing the Enter key. The third verbal option deals with punctuation. This and all verbal options will be explained in Chapter 4, the Reference Guide. In addition, Appendix H is a list of all the verbal options and all their settings, including the default settings. Hotkeys. You may find there verbal options you need to change frequently. You may like numbers pronounced as pairs while you are using your address list, but prefer them spoken digit by digit while using your spreadsheet. You may prefer to set punctuation off for most work, but want to set punctuation on when you are proofreading your text. When you identify a verbal option you need to change frequently, you can assign it to a hotkey. A hotkey is a key you can use in communication mode to change a single verbal option. This will save you the time and trouble of going into review mode, then the verbal options menu, and so on each time you need to change the option. There are 10 hotkeys available. They are the shifted number keys, paren, the exclamation point above the 1, the at symbol above the 2, and so on, close paren. You can access hotkeys in communication mode through the Control Spacebar commands, which will be discussed later. You can also access them directly in review mode, hence they are universal commands. If you decide you want to set punctuation to a hotkey, go into the Verbal Options menu, then go to the Punctuation option. While you are at this option, press the hotkey you want to assign to punctuation. If you want to assign punctuation to the exclamation mark, hold down the Shift key and press the number 1 key while at the punctuation option. Soft Vert will say, quote, hotkey assigned, end quote. From this point on, you can adjust punctuation from the review mode and toggle through its options with the exclamation mark. You will not need to go into the verbal option menu. You can also adjust punctuation from communication mode by entering the Control Spacebar command, then typing the exclamation mark, page 49. There is one very special verbal option created specifically for hotkeys. It is the last option, number 30. When you are cycling through the options, Vert will say, quote, not assigned, end quote, when you reach option 30. Use this verbal option to remove a hotkey assignment. To remove a hotkey assignment, go to option 30 and press the key to unassign. Dictionary. You can customize the way SoftVert pronounces any word or symbol by entering it in Vert's dictionary. You can use this dictionary to correct pronunciation of unusual words. You can also use it to tell Vert to read out abbreviations. For example, you can set SoftVert to say, quote, United States of America, end quote, every time it encounters the abbreviation, quote, USA, end quote. SoftVert looks first in the dictionary for pronunciation. If you don't have a dictionary, or if a word is not in the dictionary, Vert looks to its built-in pronunciation list. Finally, if there is no record of the word, Vert uses its sophisticated pronunciation rules to decide how to pronounce the word. You must be in review mode to enter the dictionary menu. Once you are in review mode, enter the command Control-D. This command is easy to remember because we use a D for dictionary. While you are in the dictionary menu, you have several choices. The choices are A. Add entry to dictionary. D. Delete entry from dictionary. Enter. Go to next dictionary entry. B. Go back to previous dictionary entry. Spacebar. Repeat last entry. F. Free space in dictionary. Control-E, exit dictionary menu. When you finish using the dictionary menu, you can exit with the command Control-E. This command is easy to remember because we use an E for exit, page 50. You will exit all SoftVert menus with the command Control-E. You must set one other item to activate your dictionary. You must set verbal option number 4, dictionary, to in use. The default for this option is off, so you must change it from the default setting. Notice that you can check your entries without making any changes by using the Enter, B, and Space commands. However, it is very easy to add words to the dictionary. To do this, enter the dictionary menu and choose A for Add. You can immediately enter your word. There is a strict format you must use to enter words in the dictionary. First, enter the word exactly as it occurs in the text. There are several things to remember. Number 1, you cannot mix alphanumeric characters, paren, letters and numbers, close paren, with punctuation in one entry. Number 2, you cannot have any spaces in your entry. Number 3, Vert does not care if you have upper or lowercase letters in your entry. After you type your word, type a space. This space is very important to SoftVert. The space is the character Vert uses to separate the word from its phonetic pronunciation. Everything before the space is the word. Everything after the space is the new pronunciation. Now you have typed your word and a space. Next, type the new pronunciation for your word. This pronunciation can have spaces in it, paren, as in United States of America, close paren. There is no limit to the number of characters you can use for each entry. However, there are limits to the total characters and number of entries you can have in your dictionary. You can have a total of 1,200 characters in your dictionary and a total of 100 words. When you have entered your word and its new pronunciation, press the Enter key. This saves the entry and allows you to enter another word. If you want to enter another word, you can do so now. When you finish your entries and want to exit Add mode, enter the SoftVert command Control-E to exit. You will exit Add mode and return to the main dictionary menu. When you want to exit the dictionary menu, enter another Control-E, which returns you to the review mode. Notice that Control E is always used to exit. Page 51. There is more information about the dictionary in Chapter 4, the reference guide. This includes a complete description of each of the commands available in the dictionary menu. Place markers. A place marker is a mark you set at a specific screen coordinate so you can come back to it later. If you work with a program that always puts certain information in the same place on the screen, you will want to set place markers so you can jump quickly to those places. You can mark up to 100 such places at one time. The review mode command to set a place marker is P, preceded by the number of the place marker. 2P sets place marker number 2. 99P sets place marker number 99. The command to go to the place marker is Q, preceded by the number of the place marker you set. We call this querying a place marker. This should make it easier to remember the command. Just remember your P's and Q's. Windows. Note, this feature of SoftVert was previously called, quote, columns, end quote. A window is an area of the screen you want Vert to read without reading the rest of the screen. If you have a program that has status information on the top two lines of the screen, you can set those lines as a window. If you use a program that contains columns of information, you can set a SoftVert window for each column. This enables you to read each column entry in your window without hearing information you don't need at the moment. You can even set a window to speak only one color text. This is very useful when working with spell checkers, which usually display the misspelled word in a different color or attribute from the rest of the screen. You must set windows in review mode, but you can read them in both review mode or communication mode. There is a wide variety of window navigation commands you can give in review mode. You can also read windows in communications mode by using the Alt key plus the number keys above the letters, or by using Control Spacebar commands. Page 52. Setting windows. You can have up to 10 windows active at a time. Windows can be as large as the whole screen or as small as one line, but they must be rectangular. You can set a window by marking the corners in review mode. First, you mark the upper left corner, Then mark the lower right corner. This frames the window area. We will use a file called, quote, columns, end quote, to demonstrate how to set and access columnar information using Vertz Windows. This file contains the names of all 50 states organized alphabetically in 5 columns. To use this file, type the following, paren, without the quotes, close paren, quote, type space columns, end quote, at the DOS prompt. Vert will speak the names of the states as the file is written to the screen. You will set 5 windows, each covering 1 column of text. To set each window, you will go to the top left corner of the area to include, then type the window number followed by the letter T for top. Then you will go to the bottom right corner of the area, then type the same window number followed by the letter B for bottom. To set window 1, you will type, quote, 1 T, end quote, then, quote, 1 B, end quote. To set window 10, you will type, quote, 0 T, end quote, then, quote, 0 B, end quote. To do this, first go into review mode and move your review cursor to the first character of the first state, Alabama. This will be window 1, so type the number 1 followed by the letter T. Then move down 9 lines to the last line of the file. The right edge of window 1 should be 1 character to the left of the beginning of the next column of text. The easiest way to do this is to move forward to the next word, then back 1 character. To set the bottom of window 1, type the number 1 followed by the letter B. Congratulations! You have now set window 1. Now move to the top of the second column, beginning with the word Hawaii. This will be window 2. So type, quote, 2T, end quote. Move to the bottom right edge of this column area, then type, quote, 2B, end quote. You have now set window 2. Continue this way to set windows 3, 4, and 5. You do not need to mark the top, then bottom of each window in that order. If you are setting several windows, you can mark the top of all the windows, then the bottom. If you want to change a setting, you can simply type a new one. Vert will automatically substitute and use your new setting. Page 53. Reading windows in communication mode. There are 2 ways to read windows in communication mode. You can use the Alt key plus the number keys above the letters, or you can use Control spacebar followed by the function keys. You can read window 1 by typing the soft vert command Alt 1. You can speak and spell the contents of window 1 by entering the command Shift Alt 1. This command will speak the first word, then spell it, speak the second word, then spell it, and so on. There is a second way to speak and spell windows. From either communication or review mode, issue the command Control spacebar. SoftVert will say, quote, enter number, end quote. The function keys F1 through F10 will invoke windows 1 through 10 after a Control spacebar command. Hit the F1 key, paren, for window 1, close paren, and Vert will speak the contents of window 1. To speak and spell window 1, type a Control spacebar, then hold down the Shift key while depressing the F2 key. Thus, the command to speak and spell window 1 is Control spacebar Shift F1. Why are there 2 methods to speak or speak and spell windows? To satisfy the requirement of different users and different systems. Alt numbers is faster, requiring only 1 command, but some programs, such as terminals emulation or telecommunication programs, use alt numbers for their own commands. Therefore, SoftVert also has Control spacebar commands to speak window contents. Review mode window navigation. Do you remember the review mode navigation commands you learned earlier? You used the left hand to move left and right, and the right hand to move up and down the screen. We said there were additional similar commands to move within Windows. In the quote, columns, end quote, file, it would be useful to move from left to right, paren, from column to column, end paren, and speak only the state in the column you land on. There are commands to do this similar to the commands to speak characters and words. The E key speaks the line segment within the current window. The W key is the command to move to the previous window and speak the part of the line in that window. The R key moves to the next window and speaks the line segment within it. Thus, on the top line of the quote columns end quote file, you can move from state to state using the W and R commands. This is the end of tape 2, side 1.